Hello and welcome back to the tea. Happy tea day.
Happy tea day.
Cheers.
It's tea off.
Yeah, welcome in all the cool moms. So glad you're here. Yeah, that's right. We finally dropped it. Pop locked and dropped.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, it took a while, but we made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you haven't already seen, we did drop the Cool Moms Club collection. So if you haven't gotten one of those, you definitely need to go get one of those ASAP. The children are in the room with us. If you can hear them, I'm sorry. I'm letting them zone out on YouTube.
It's
Judge
okay.
me.
It's okay. I'm not judging you. Actually, that was literally something that I wanted to talk about today because I saw a post that was like floating around my algorithm maybe yesterday or the day before about screen time. What is your take on screen time for your children?
Well, mine's probably different than some moms because I work from home with my kids. So it does naturally at times become a bit of a distraction for them so that I'm able to do what I gotta do. Mama's gotta work. So I try to limit it the best I can, but I will say like I do notice a difference in behavior based on like the amount of screen time. And also not only that, but what they're watching.
Okay, like for example.
For example, like Ivy really likes to watch certain things on YouTube, and I can tell like she's kind of a brat when she watches those shows. So when she asks to watch them, I'm like, no, you can watch something else. And then if she asks why, I say, because I don't like how you act after you watch them. I don't know what it is about the show. I don't know if it's how like, and because I've watched the show and I don't think that they're necessarily acting crazy or anything, but it's like she just is not sweet at all after that. But like if she watches like right now, she's really into Spotty. Like if she watches like Spotty and Friends, she's fine. I don't
Interesting.
get it. But like what is kind of really crazy about the whole YouTube thing is that, okay, so Noah has been in there. She asked earlier, I was cleaning the girls' rooms, which is a task. And I was in there. And if you know, like, it's just easier if your kids are not like up under your feet, especially when you're cleaning their rooms, because everything that you put up, like, they get out and then you put it back up and they get it out. Blah, 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 and it's just like, it's not good. So Noah was like, Elsa, and she wanted to watch it on the portal thing. I don't know why. She's into it. The portal specifically, or whatever that thing is, the Alexa thing. And I was like, yeah, I'll turn that on. And she has not spoke a word for over an hour. I wouldn't even know that she's here.
It's amazing.
And that's can't be healthy.
No,
Like
no.
she's cracked out right now
Yeah.
in a different type of way.
Yeah. Like she's high on YouTube.
Yeah, she's like zombied out, and that's not good. And I don't, what's the word? I don't really support that. But like in this moment, okay, it's gonna have to be
I
okay.
definitely think that there's like a time and a place. Like with Kinley, if she gets out of school and she's like, she wants to watch the iPad for a while after school, like, I don't care. Like, you've been at school all day. She's got ADHD. So it's already hard for her to like, school is like hard for her.
Well, I mean, I think even just for myself in general, like as an adult, whenever, I want to wind down, what are you going to do? You want to turn on a show. And so it's
School,
like,
whatever.
yeah. And so I think it's like the same for them, like Ivy all the time. As soon as she gets in the car, can I watch a show when I get home? Or like, can I? Because a lot of times I put Noah down for a nap. Like, this is Noah's nap time, actually. And so during that time, quiet time, she'll be like, can I watch a show during that time? And I'm always down for that because that's when I'm getting the bulk of my work done, quiet time.
Yeah, I think there's a time and place. Like, I think, I don't know. I think that obviously it matters, like, what they're watching and things like that. And, like, how they, I think each kid individually you have to assess because some kids are huge, like, buttholes. depending on how much they're watching. And some kids aren't. Like, Kinley really isn't. Like, you can say, like, we're not going to have that right now. And she's like, okay. Or go play. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, versus, like, Bentley with the game, if you tell him to get off, then he's like, oh. You know, yeah. You just have to, different strokes for different folks. And then, but then you have, like, the whole, like, subdivision of parents who were, like, per this thing that was circulating on the internet was, like, how bad it is for their brains. And, like, I just.
Well, and I also think that that's a whole nother conversation, because I think that, like, video games versus TV are two different things.
Okay.
Because I feel like with video games, like, you're doing a thing with your hands, and then, like, you're also, like, that's their way of, like, socializing with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're doing that. And it's, like, a lot less of them just, like, sit and looking at something.
Yeah. I can agree with that.
Hey.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. You have a crusty face. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for coming.
No.
Yeah, so I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel like it can't be the same.
No. I mean, I feel like there's elements that are the same.
Yeah.
Like, as far as just, like,
I mean,
the act of staring at a screen.
Blue light.
Yeah, the light. General.
Which, that's just unfortunate for everybody in general, because, like, let's say, unless you're, depending on what kind of job you're working, everything's moving towards that anyways. Like, look, I mean, I'm 33 years old and I'm staring at a blue light all day.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's because it's my job.
I would love to know, like, the parents who are, like, really dead set against screen time for their kids. Like, I would love to know their screen time.
The parents' screen time.
Yeah. Like, are we ready for that conversation?
Yeah.
Because you're sharing this on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
I don't know about it, but no, but then I guess with video games, the argument can be made. I would be someone who would make the argument that although it is, like, socialization and stuff with their friends, that it can be negative socialization even with their friends, because, like, you're not seeing that friend and they're all just kind of, like, crap talking each other.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you and your friend are in a fight over a game.
It's such a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. Anyway, yeah, I was just thinking about that this week. I was wondering what you thought about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's my assessment.
Okay.
I definitely, like, whenever Ivy was younger, like, I tried to really do my best to just keep her. But also, I had one kid at the time.
Yeah.
And my work life and different things were really different when she was really, really little.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, everyone. Had to leave the room for a memento.
It's okay.
I don't know where we left off on that.
How
about the screen? Oh, when Ivy was really little.
Oh, yeah.
I was, like, a little bit more aware of it, of, like, not wanting her to, like, want to watch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But in those moments of desperation, because when she was really little, we were still in Texas and we were crossing the border, and we didn't have, because, like, with COVID, you couldn't get their, like, fast pass. Mm-hmm. Like, you had to just use her birth certificate for a passport and stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we would wait in line for hours to get back across, and I would just be playing Mickey Mouse, just holding it there, because she hated being in her car seat that long. Like, it was miserable.
Yeah.
Anyway, now I'm just kind of like, yeah,
that's just, I've got a lot of things to worry about, and that's kind of not one of them.
Yeah, that's the, like, least of my worries.
Which also, I feel like, especially with Kinley, it's not something I really have needed to worry about.
Yeah.
Because she can do it, and then she can go play, and she,
right,
you know. So that's a step. That's good.
Yeah.
But I would really want to sit down, and maybe someday I will, with someone who is really a stickler about it, mm-hmm, and just be like, tell me more.
Yeah.
Like, I need to know why you care so much.
Remember that girl we used to follow, which she, like, literally doesn't even look at the same person anymore?
Oh, Kansas.
Yeah. Mahawkey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she, like, she and her husband, like, divorced.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know they divorced.
Well, I don't know if they're, like, I think
I didn't I do, mean, they well, are. I mean, she did paint her whole kitchen pink.
But that was when they were together.
I know. No wonder they got divorced.
I wonder. I would love to.
That's what I'm saying. Is, like, that's when they were together.
She was a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah. Remember she would talk about that she wouldn't let her kid watch Disney?
Yeah, a lot of people. Do you know a lot of people are like that?
Well, I'm not like that. I'm like,
oh, I'm not. I don't care. A lot of people are like, especially like Christian parents are like, because it always has like some type of death in it or like, and like there is like, I'm constantly like, last night we were watching Little Mermaid. We've been on a Little Mermaid shtick.
Yeah.
And it's like constantly, Kinley's constantly like, her mom's dead. I'm like, yeah, her mom's dead.
Right.
Like, she died. I'm like, I don't know.
I don't know.
When did she die?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We yeah. Know. Well, and then like Frozen, the parent star.
Yeah. It is. It do be being a thing. Like.
Yeah. Which is kind of wild.
Like.
And the Lion King.
Dad dies.
Yeah.
Dad's dead. In Mufasa, dad's dead. Well, he thinks both of his parents are dead for a while, but then his mom's still alive.
Yeah.
So it just is a recurring theme. But I'm like, yeah, people die.
Yeah.
Like, let's learn about it. Let's learn about people die.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you are going to die. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to die. They're going to die.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I do. But also, I think there's a lot of other reasons that, like, specifically Christian parents have a problem with Disney. Like, I mean, I know people who, when I don't even remember what it was now, like, quit wearing Nike and stuff over something about the troops. I don't remember. One thing about me, you're going to pry Nike out of my cold, dead hand.
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Here's the thing. Quit putting politics into things that like politics shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Or even, okay, like I don't want to say religion, but like it's religiously, I don't see how there's anything wrong with the parents dying in Disney movies specifically. Now, I know there's other tropes
That people think.
I can't. And I always go back to the thing. It's like, we can't diagnose the heart of each and every person that are creating things that we're consuming.
Uh-huh.
Whether that be digitally or clothing or products or food. Like,
yeah, like a lot of Christians that are saying like they're boycotting Target and things like that.
Yeah. Will never be me.
Yeah. Like, and that's also, it's just, that's none of my business.
By the way, I don't think that
me shopping at Target is me.
It's not a political statement.
It's not. And it's also not a religious statement.
No. And also, I don't think that atheists are out here like, we can't eat at the Chick-fil-A because that's the
like,
Lord's chicken.
Like, do you think like we're going to get to heaven and Jesus is going to be like, well, you didn't quit shopping at Target, so you're out.
Right.
Like,
if that's the case, oh man, we're all screwed.
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case.
Because like,
I think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the sentiment. But like, let's unclench our buttholes a little bit.
The buttholes are being clenched.
Like, let's. And that's how I feel about screen time. I'm like, listen.
We're chill.
I don't want to get back into this, but it's not real. Like, we're here for a bleeping time.
Yeah.
Unclench your butthole.
Which, okay, it could be too, like, because there's all different types of parents out there. And, you know, you do have people that, like, there are lots of moms that their children are in daycare and they don't see their kids all day.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe those parents are like, whenever you're home.
That's a different conversation.
You're present.
That's a different conversation. Know? And I agree with that. That's how I feel about, like, when the big kids are at our house. Like, let's not be just, like, glued to a device. Or, like, let's be.
Yeah.
I also feel like, by the way, there are moments for that. If we've been together all day and we've peopled as long as we can people, and then we come home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doom scroll for a little bit. Go play your game. Like, watch the iPad. Like.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk either.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right.
Like, I don't know. There's. Yeah. I don't know, different strokes for different folks, but
yeah, I'm definitely trying to normalize in my home, like, hey, I'm taking a minute.
Yeah.
Because I need a minute.
You also go take one.
And I think you should also take a minute.
Yeah.
And there have been times when it's like, Abby's like, I don't want Noah in my room right now.
100%.
Like, I just want to be by myself. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, there are many a times where I'm like, y'all go play together. Y'all go be together. And so, like, if she says, I want to be by myself, then I need to respect that, because there are times when I'm like, I want to be by myself.
Yeah. My kids are heavy on, I want to be by myself. Sometimes that's hard. Like, sometimes Kelly wants to be by herself, like, and like sit in her bed and watch her iPad. But a lot of times she wants to be with the big kids. And so that's can be a struggle for her to understand that they just need a minute.
Yeah.
But we're working on it. I think that's got a little bit better.
Yeah. Noah, I mean, Noah's too. She definitely doesn't get it. When I'm like, you can't go in there.
Yeah.
Freaks out.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, like, just, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Everybody's fine.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on tomorrow. Big day for us.
I know.
For the community.
It is a really big day.
Actually, I thought it was yesterday. And then I forgot about it. Like, so, like, that, whatever, I don't know what day it is anymore.
Okay.
What's today?
Today's Thursday.
So tomorrow is the big day.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, because I thought it was Wednesday. First, I don't know why. I think it was your fault, actually.
Why?
You said the wrong day, and then I got confused.
I knew it was on Friday. I had just looked it up that day.
Well, maybe.
Don't make it about me.
I did. I have a tag that's bothering me. Anyway, I don't know what got me confused. Thinking it wasn't the day, it was the date. Mm. So I was thinking it was on this date. I don't know why. But anywho, so the night before, so like Tuesday night, I told Jake, I was like, prepare to be sick of me tomorrow. Like,
yeah.
You know,
because
he's already sick of me. Anyway.
Yeah.
But then yesterday afternoon, and I literally forgot all about it. Like, I forgot that I even thought that that was the day. Like, it like left my brain, and which makes more sense because it wasn't in fact the day. And if it was the day, then I would have seen it somewhere and then I would have remembered. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I didn't because it wasn't the day.
Yeah. Well, do you have it pre-saved?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, Wednesday afternoon, Jake was like, he called me and he was like, I thought I was going to be sick of you today. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I forgot all about it. And then I was like, it wasn't even the day.
Mm.
And if you don't know what we're talking about Morgan Wallen again.
We are talking about Morgan Wallen again.
Because his album comes out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be so good. Because I feel like what we've gotten so far.
It's been great.
Perfect.
I cannot wait. This is just like, this is exactly the energy I need going into the summer.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I need. This is what I need. This is what we collectively need as a country.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to unify. Honestly, this might be like the marking of the Lord coming back, because it's so going to unify the nations.
I don't think it is.
Have you seen those Facebook posts? What? You're not on that side of Facebook.
Oh, no. You always talk about them, though.
Okay. I have been saying it has nothing to do with Morgan Wallen, but I'm saying that. I'm saying, like, y'all want to talk about all this other stuff, that being signs of the Lord coming back. I'm going to say Morgan Wallen's new album, because it's going to unify the nations, and we're going to be under one world rulership. Morgan's new album.
Oh, my gosh.
But anyway, that's been in my algorithm a lot because, I don't know.
I never have that crap in my algorithm. Listen, why don't you just say, like, hide these posts?
I try. I think it's just, like, a lot. I just evidently have a very heavy Christian friendship.
Somehow the other day,
which is good.
He who shall not be named came up in my algorithm. And I was like, hide post. I was like, why are you in my algorithm?
See, I don't have, I've done so well with that. That's not even in my algorithm.
Well, you need to hide those people.
I know. It was all about, like, I guess Trump is, like, doing stuff.
I don't know what Trump is doing. By the way, I don't know what Trump is doing.
I don't know what he's doing either.
And I don't want to know. Because
I don't want to know.
By the way, we can't do anything about it.
No. I don't know what he's doing. He's somewhere. He must be doing some good stuff.
We still have to go to the grocery store. We still have to buy the bread. We got to buy the milk. We got to buy the eggs.
100%.
No matter how much they cost.
I don't know.
It's none of my freaking business.
He like ended like something. Like something in Saudi Arabia. They were like, fought some other country.
Okay.
That was like, they were talking about nuclear fighting and like went and made peace, and then he's like kind of going on a peace tour in like another Saudi Arabia, like, and such as in the Iraq.
Yeah,
that was a very niche reference. Did you know what that reference was?
No,
it was to like a Miss America thing.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, if you know. Anyway, he's doing stuff.
Yeah,
as presidents, I assume, do. Except for Joe Biden, who is dead. Like, we didn't see him do anything.
He literally did nothing.
No, we don't.
But actually ruin our lives.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Oh, that's what she meant when she said that. That's what she meant.
We ruined everyone's life.
So exciting. Put that on his tombstone.
Yeah.
He's already dead. Anyways, he's doing stuff.
We don't know what it is. He probably don't know what it is.
But people are saying that it's related to Jesus coming
this
back.
This is the signs of the times. They are making peace. This is the road path to one world order, one world religion, one world currency. Get ready. Get prayed up. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. I haven't seen any of that.
Okay. And maybe that's all true.
Okay.
I am ready.
Yeah.
I am prayed up.
I don't even know what's in my algorithm at this point. I'm really like just posting and ghosted and promoting only things that I'm trying to make money from.
I need to get off the internet. And I know that. I really actually became really crazily aware of that. Mm-hmm. Like in the last week or so.
Yeah. The last 2 days I became very aware that I have to get off Whatnot.
And you do need to get off Whatnot.
We didn't talk about it.
All you can do on there is like spend money, right?
Yeah.
I guess you can also make money.
But here's the thing. Something that brings me the most joy in my life is a deal. Live for a deal. Because the thing about me is that most of the things that I have are not new. Mm-hmm. They're not new. They're not mm-hmm. going to be. Because I want to get it at a deal. It's coming from Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
I'm waiting patiently. Mm-hmm. It's on clearance. It's definitely on clearance. If it's not on clearance, it's not for me. And that's just who I am as a human being. So Whatnot is just, it's for me. It's for me.
Yeah.
I've never been happier because they'll be like, this retails, this is brand new with tags. This retails for whatever, $75. Brand new with tags. And then I'm paying $3 plus shipping?
Here's the problem. Okay. I don't trust stuff like that. Like even when people that I personally know.
We're fine. It's okay.
Even when someone I personally know posts something on Facebook, like, okay, for example, like I see it a lot, like Lululemon, new with tags, whatever. Yeah. I don't think it's real Lululemon.
It might not be.
I don't think it is. And so I have a bone to pick with the people who are selling or who are making like fake Lululemon and then putting like Lululemon tags on it.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want to see, that's the difference between me and you. I want to walk into the store.
Yeah.
I want to touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how much it costs. If I want to buy it, I'm going to buy it.
But see, that's the thing. It's like, I love touching things in the store. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's just going to be at a deal.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear what's going on in the background? I don't know if they can.
Wow.
Because you really do have to be like up on the mic to hear stuff. But you might can hear that in the background. There's a lot going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, and this is why I don't go to places like TJ Maxx. Honestly, this is a message for Tina. Quit buying crap from TJ Maxx for Kenley. Listen, I appreciate it. The amount of tags that they put on those things.
Yeah.
I had some stuff yesterday that's been in Kenley's closet and I went through her clothes and like it was a whole thing. The amount of tags that you have to take off.
Yeah.
The tags are attached to the hanger.
Uh-huh.
There's like 5 tags attached to the hanger and then to the clothes.
Yeah.
That alone would make me not want to buy something. The amount of tags. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. I don't care how good of a deal it was. I'm not buying it. I'm not going and digging through.
Oh, I love that. Oh my God. And then you find, that treasure and you're just like, this is it. And last week I did go to the Huntersville Goodwill because they do have it organized by color. And so you're able to look at only the colors that you want. Oh, and it's just like, I love that so much.
Wow.
While we're sitting here, let me show you real quick what I got from Whatnot that are brand new with Tags Cup She Swim.
Okay, show me. Okay, did you try them on?
Yeah.
She's going to get it. Oh, okay. Okay, they're new with tags. Why do you need to wash them? Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Is this a...
Yeah.
What size is this?
This is a medium.
Okay. And it fits you?
Yeah, it fits me. It's a little big in the bottom, but it's okay.
Okay.
This one's a small.
But you know, Cup She's like not real expensive as is.
Yeah, well, I paid...
It feels good. The fabric feels good.
I think I paid $15 for both of these.
That's good. Let me see.
So, okay.
That's nice.
Cup She. New tags. I'm telling you, Mama Floyd on whatnot.
Mama Floyd.
Her name is Mama Floyd. She sells cup she.
That's cute.
Amazon.
My whole
coochie.
Cooter would be out of this.
Yeah, it is a bit cheeky. It's a bit cheeky.
See, I'm on a journey. I'm thinking about going maybe tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Whatnot. Mama Floyd.
Those are good, though.
Yeah, but I save her shows now.
Okay.
And then I have some that are coming in that are from Target. Newest tags.
See, I got to get some bathing suits.
From, what's your name? Ohio Girl or something.
Ohio Girl 39.
Yeah. And I got swim from her.
Okay.
And it should be coming in any day now. And Caleb was like, okay, our bank statements are just whatnot. Like, stop.
It could be worse things.
But I was yesterday, like the ABC when store. He got home. No, it could. When he got home. And also, it could be me buying, like, really expensive stuff.
Yeah.
I could be you.
And this is why me and Jake don't share a bank account, because that's none of his business.
I could be you just walking up into Lululemon and get whatever I want. Listen, but instead,
that's nobody's business.
But instead, I'm not doing that. So.
But also, shout out. This is Halara. And Halara, in my personal opinion, I don't want to say it's comparable to Lululemon because they're different things. Mm-hmm. Like, they're different items, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not buying something like this stretchy.
Yeah.
You know? They're mm-hmm. different things, but I do really, for athletic wear, I have several things from there and I really like it.
Okay, yeah. I follow a girl on
Whatnot sells Halara.
That sells Halara and has Halara shows all the time, so maybe I should try.
I really like Halara. Yeah.
The bids actually go up pretty high on those things.
Really?
They're
not all that expensive, especially if you get them on like a sale. Like a lot of time they're doing like, if you buy like one piece individually, these are probably like $35. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times they're doing like two for whatever or three for whatever. But then you think, why do I need three pairs of the shorts? You do. Yeah. I wish I had three pairs of these shorts.
Yeah.
Next time they have like a sale like that, I'm going to buy like a couple more pairs because they are so, and they come in different lengths.
Yeah.
These are the shorter length. I kind of want, they have a 5-inch. I kind of want to get the 5-inch because, you know, they're short, but they're lined.
Yeah.
They're like a short liner and they've got a pocket.
Like if they're lined, who cares?
And they've got multiple pockets.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. If they're lined, who cares? I know that that's not real.
Yeah.
Your booty's still out.
No, for sure.
That's how I bought a dress from the Nike outlet. I do love an outlet. Now, let's be clear. That's where I will draw the line. But I'm not having to dig. It's just marked down stuff. And it's still in the store. I do love an outlet.
I feel like with shoes, though, you do kind of have to dig a little bit. I mean, they have it. They have the size.
Not buying
there. That's all I'm going to an outlet for.
No, no. I'm not buying shoes there because also I'm not into shoes. I'm there. I bought a dress from the Nike outlet in Pigeon Forge. It's so cute. I cannot believe I haven't worn it and showed you. It's so cute, but it is short, mm-hmm. but it's got the shorts under it. Mm-hmm. Now, you mostly you see the shorts. It's short.
Yeah.
Like you really are wearing a onesie.
Okay.
But it's so freaking cute. Like the cut, the color. Everything about it.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't wait to show you.
Caleb got me a like tennis skirt
mm-hmm.
from Target.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it fits me, but it is an extra small. Mm-hmm. So then, you know.
Yeah.
Here I am in an extra small. So it's shorts.
Yeah.
But it's they're shorts underneath.
Yeah. So it's fine.
Except it's probably fine.
Not fine. But catch me. I love the summer because here's the thing. Summer is a good time to have like a uniform for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the winter you have to put so much thought, even though I do also have a winter uniform. I just feel like you're just wearing more clothes. Like there's more items mm-hmm. you have to put on.
Yeah.
I love the summer because you can just pick any short for me,
mm-hmm.
put any short, any tank top, and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Yeah.
So that's that. I did have to get rid of my black onesie. So I'm in the market for another onesie because
mm-hmm.
it was too big. But it was from Halara.
Wow.
And you know what else I don't do? Sell things on Facebook.
You've tried that.
I know. I hate it. And I wish, like, I see people doing it all the time. Like, closet clean out.
Yeah.
Because also, by the way, I have good stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
next time you want to do a closet clean out, let me know, because I think I'm going to start selling stuff on Whatnot.
Okay, I will. I just got rid of so much, like, and some of Jake's stuff too, like Under Armour button ups. And I'm like, dang, in my mind, I'm like, I could try to sell this on Facebook.
But yeah.
I'm going to, what, sell it for $5?
Yeah.
On Facebook. The person's going to give me a runaround.
That's why you have to do it on Whatnot. You start your bid out at $5.
Yeah.
Start it there. And then you're going to talk it up.
I might try it one time.
As you do. And then they give you the shipping label, and then you just take it to the post office.
I might try it sometime.
Done.
Right now, I'm not. I've actually purged a lot of stuff, like, as of recent. But I just take everything to Goodwill.
Yeah.
And people have their opinions on the Goodwill.
And that's what I do, too, is I take everything to the Goodwill.
I take everything to the Goodwill.
And I'm like, dang, that sucks for me.
What sucks for me is I'm holding, like, okay, one time I had, like, when I first... I guess it was last summer when I was like, oh my gosh, none of my shorts fit me.
Mm-hmm.
None of my pants fit me. I had a bag. It was like all Abercrombie shorts and pants and like some American Eagle, but mostly Abercrombie, which are like $90 a pair.
Mm-hmm.
And I had given them to our cousin and I was like, take whatever you want and then give me back the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't live close to us, so she had given it to our grandmother to give back to me. Well, I guess I wasn't quick enough to go get it, and they took it to the Goodwill. And it was probably a $600 bag of clothes, probably more.
Wow.
And I was like,
congratulations.
Okay, somebody score.
Yeah, somebody was like,
somebody
praise
who,
God.
Somebody who says 12 just scored.
Somebody was like posting, somebody sent the wrong bag to Goodwill.
Yeah, that was it. It was me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was that sucks.
Yeah. And, but also it's really hard for me to part with stuff like that, because I'm like, what if I get bigger again?
You do think about that a lot.
I try not to think about it like that, though. I'll just buy it when it comes around, but I'm really trying not to.
Then I'm over here, like, the pants that I'm wearing are from Goodwill.
I like them.
And they're way too big, like, in my waist, but I have this big t-shirt on, you can't tell.
I like them.
They're a size 10. They're huge.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
But if I have it, if I'm styling them like this, you never know.
No.
How do you know?
I didn't know.
So yeah, I don't really care about that stuff.
Interesting.
As much.
Yeah.
Size is just a number.
No, I don't really care about the size. Obviously, it's like how you, like, I was looking so stupid. Remember? I remember, it was like last May. It just got warm and I sent Jess a picture of, like, the smallest pair of shorts that I had, and they looked so stupid on me.
Yeah.
And Jess was like, don't wear that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you
can. Oh, and I told you to come get some of my shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did. That's the only shorts I own, is those shorts you gave me last summer. I need to buy some shorts, really. Well, I bought a pair from Old Navy recently, but they're jean shorts, but they're, like, pull-on, like, more like, like, they're giving, like, linen-y short vibes. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to... traditional pair, but also I don't really like to wear jean shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I just like to wear, you know,
yeah,
like a stretchy.
I like that too.
Yeah,
I'm on a fashion journey right now.
I'm not.
I'm definitely on a fashion journey. I really enjoy fashion.
Yeah, you always have,
personally.
Yeah,
and so I'm really just trying to find. It's so funny. I was talking to Caleb's mom about it the other day, and I was like, yeah, I'm on a journey. I'm like, every time I see her, I'm on a different journey.
What journey were you on last time?
Well, like, I'm on a healing journey, and then I'm, like, on a skin journey, and then I'm on a hair journey.
You do stay being on a journey.
Yeah. I'm just kind of always evolving, and I think that that's great.
I think that that's great, too.
Yeah. So, right now, I'm on a fashion journey, and basically, what I noticed is that... I have, like, a very specific wardrobe, but it's mostly for, like, work or church. And then, like, I don't know what to wear in between. And I was feeling like what I'm wearing in between was just, like, not... Which I do think it's going to get better for the summer, because...
It's easier to dress in the summer.
I just have more summer things.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to incorporate color into my wardrobe. I'm trying to find my colors. I don't know what that is. That'd be awesome to be able to be, like, analyzed. The color analysis.
You can... Ask ChatGPT.
Your color palette analysis.
Speaking of ChatGPT.
You could probably do it on yours because you have premium or
plus. Let me do it right now.
I think I'm a winter.
I don't know. See, I don't even know what that means. Like,
Because I think that I look good in more vibrant colors.
Look like a... So what do I say? Color analyze me? Give me a color analysis?
Yeah, I guess.
I wear mostly, like, I have such, like, I don't even know if it's my colors, but I do have a very specific color palette.
You do.
And I don't even mean to.
You wear that army green color. You're like Teens. Teens only wears that pink color.
Yeah.
That corally. That coral pink.
Yeah.
Which looks great on her, by the way. You wear, like, that green color a lot.
I've been wearing, like, a rust color.
Yes.
Oh, and I don't even mean to.
You're mostly wearing, like, I guess that would probably be more like an autumn palette.
Let me see. Okay, let's see what this says. This says, your skin has a neutral to warm undertone with, but okay, I don't care about that.
Well, that matters.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
With a peachy or golden glow, there's no obvious pinkness or coolness suggesting you lean warm neutral. Your best match, soft autumn.
No wonder you're wearing those clothes.
Okay.
I wonder what mine is.
What does that mean? Warm, muted, earthy tones, medium depth in color, not too dark or light, a softness overall, no harsh contrast. Best colors for you, olive green, soft moss, sage. I got that smothered and covered.
Yeah, that's all you wear.
That's literally all I wear. Terracotta.
How'd you know?
I know.
You knew what you look best in.
Yeah, that's literally my whole wardrobe. Okay, terracotta, warm beige, camel, burnt orange, mustard, golden brown.
I look awful in mustard.
Dusty rose, peach, coral. I get that from Teens. Warm grays and soft browns. Wow. I'm shocked. I'm going to do you now.
Okay, should we do this or should you just send it a photo of me? Do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all smile?
I smiled.
Okay.
Okay. I love ChatGPT. Not me finding out that I'm already wearing what I should be wearing.
Yeah. I think that I think that it's the winter colors. Like, more vibrant greens. Like, I don't even know what the color green would be. Like, true green. True red.
Okay. Cool winter or possibly cool summer. Okay, best color for her, icy pink, lavender, and berry tones.
Okay.
It says, like her lipstick, 100% on point. Jewel tones, sapphire, emerald, ruby. Cool blues, charcoal, crisp white, black, cool grays, fuchsia, and pure red.
I was right.
Wow. Colors to avoid, earthy browns.
Can you screenshot that?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Earthy browns.
Oranges and mustard yellow.
I told you I look bad in mustard yellow. Okay.
Warm beiges or olive greens. Anything too muted or golden.
So everything that looks good
on you.
Would you
like to see a side-by-side comparison of her and the previous photo or a digital color palette to use for shopping or makeup?
Yeah. So basically everything that you look good in, I look bad in.
That's so crazy.
Wow.
Why do you think that is?
So we can't borrow each other's clothes. That's crazy about the browns, though. That kind of sucks. Because I do like brown a lot. I wear brown.
I don't think you look bad in brown, though. Oh, it's side-by-side comparison us.
Oh, interesting.
I want to do that. Anyway, thank you, ChatGPT.
Thank you so much for entering the chat.
Our third co-host. Listen.
Oh. Yeah. So drop in the chat what you're...
Send me a selfie of you. I'm now doing color analysis. $5 each. I'll do your color analysis. Just drop your selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Olivia were just talking about that yesterday, the other day when I saw her. I asked her, I said, have you listened to this episode?
Did you tell her I didn't like the shampoo? What'd she say?
She said she is kind of a Kevin Murphy hoe.
That I am? Yeah. I am. No, I am. It's okay.
Yeah, she was like, I think it's user error. I was like, maybe. Like, how do you use your error shampoo?
Well, you might be overusing it.
She told me to use the size of like a quarter. She said, whatever, this is what she told me, whatever size the cap, the top of the cap is, that's how much product you should use.
Okay. I don't know.
Maybe it's directions error, because that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I was like, you guys can talk about that.
User error.
I was like, she fully called you out. She's like, I have to go listen. I was like,
can't even out.
No, she fully did.
That wasn't me.
I'm sorry about whatever Anna said. I'm sorry about my sister hat.
By the way, I bought the sorry about my husband hat. I got so many messages on Facebook because I posted that picture.
Yeah.
I got so many messages like, oh my gosh, where did you get that hat? Apparently, everybody's sorry about their husband.
Wow.
But then Jake was like, why are you sorry about me? Like, I stand by everything that I do.
But you're still sorry about it.
Sorry.
Just because you stand by it doesn't mean I do.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry. What do you want me to do when you're acting a fool?
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, apparently everybody's sorry about their husbands. Yeah. I'm obsessed. Catch me wearing that all summer long. And I got mom one too. Did I tell you that?
No.
I got mom one too. And she took it to the beach with her.
Wow.
Yeah. I hope she's wearing it. Because she also needed one too.
Yeah.
Because dad do be out here acting on the fool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing I have to apologize really on behalf of my husband is some of the weird jokes he has. And like, he just says some funny stuff sometimes.
Okay.
That's not funny. Like, I think he thinks that they're funny. It's his version of humor.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't funny.
Yeah.
But he thinks it is.
I mean, I guess we're all like that. Because I say stuff sometimes and I'm like, shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I stay like saying too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not working on it, but I should.
Yeah.
I've been like thinking a lot about that. That it's just a thing that I do.
Yeah. The other day, whenever I sent you my obituary photo, I took a screenshot and put it in the story of the tea and was like, if you know, you know. And I like took it down 5 seconds later because I was like, this is too much. For people.
That would have been funny.
I know. I did too.
Also, by the way, I cannot get any of our videos to download to my phone to make clips.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's going to get better because this is from my phone.
Did you send me the one from last week?
No, because I've been trying to Google upload 6,000 photos. It's taken 3 days.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because I was even trying to work on like an older one because I was like, I'll just put up some clips. And
yeah.
I can't get it to download.
Okay.
So it's not for lack of trying. It's just that. It's just will not. My phone's like, mm-mm.
Okay.
Not today.
Okay. Yeah, we'll try it this way.
Like, I appreciate the suggestion, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
That's kind of what my phone's giving.
Hopefully
it'll
be better. No, Caleb thought yesterday when he pulled in, I was making a video talking about our shirts for TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And I did it on my personal because I was, like, nervous it was going to suck.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to put it on the T page. I don't know. I just felt like...
Oh my gosh.
No, Anna walked in and said, are you okay? Your energy's off.
No, what do you need? What?
What's she saying?
Does she need help to get down?
I did say prayers for Noah's mom. Prayers for Noah's mom.
Whew.
Told you I was a little anxious today. Putting that girl down for a nap after this.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be nap central time.
It's okay. Everything's fun.
No, I was recording that video in the window and Caleb, and so I was holding the shirts up and showing the shirts and Caleb felt that I was selling a whatnot.
Oh my gosh, you should.
I was like, honestly, if we would have ordered in bulk, I would.
Yeah.
Maybe I should order some in bulk and sell them like that because I think that people probably would buy them that way. Just have people bid on them.
Yeah.
Feels like a good business opportunity.
I support that.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so I did post a video so you could see them, like, not just in a photo. Because I think that people like to see that.
Yeah.
You know?
You do. Because you're saying,
I obviously do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I did that. I posted that. Oh, I'm sorry, maybe on.
of my personal.
I'm off the drive right now. I'm just yawning.
Can we talk about how Taylorsville went from having no coffee shops to 3 coffee shops? Because I went to that sandwich shop yesterday. They have a coffee place.
Yeah, they have coffee in there. I had it. Then do you know you can buy the chicken salad just like in a tub?
Can I didn't know.
Jake did, and I ate the whole thing. Not in one sitting.
I'm going to go get some.
It's the best chicken salad.
I had the chicken salad sandwich yesterday. I think I'm going to get me a Pardew Loaf from there, too.
He bought some chicken salad. I ate the whole entire tub.
Yeah.
Across like 2 days, but it's so good. It's so fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, coffee shop in there.
Yeah.
Get coffee.
I haven't had coffee from there, but I might go get me one after this.
They're good. Okay.
And then I can test it out for you guys.
And then there's the K Winch.
Is it K Winch or Quench?
It's Quench, but we like to call it K Winch. But they
They have a whole billboard, baby girl.
Yeah, that's what Jake told me.
Yeah.
But Jake did do some R&D on that, and they did do it like that on purpose.
Okay.
Which is also what I would say if I spelled something wrong.
Yeah.
But.
And then we have the little Stitches. What do they call theirs?
Coffee corner. Yeah.
But we still don't have a drive-thru.
Let me tell you, I went to Little Stitches the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was there, because you know what? It was Teacher Appreciation Week and Mother's Day.
I miss Teacher Appreciation Week, and I'm going to have to really go in hard for Miss Leanne.
I don't think when Kinley was in preschool, I did Teacher Appreciation Week.
I'm going to get her something for the end of the year. Because she's doing the Lord's work with the shit.
She is doing the Lord's work.
And I'm sending Noah next year, so I'm really? Yeah. At 2 years old. Yeah.
Do they have to be potty trained?
She told me as long as they wear a pull-up. Basically, like, she just can't poop in her pants.
What if she does?
Well, I'm going to try to potty train her over the summer.
Okay.
She's ready. Like, she doesn't want to lay down or change a diaper. She wants to stand up, which to me feels like...
Why don't you just go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to work on that this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we do need a Tuesday, Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Morning.
Yeah, wow. What would that be like? So, where were we at? Oh, yeah, okay. I was at Little Stitches.
Yeah.
And I went there to get stuff for teacher appreciation.
Okay.
Okay. And Kinley was like, I think everybody was there getting stuff for teacher appreciation. I know for a fact that was true because there was several moms that from the school, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, so it was a good, there was several people in there. So, anywho, Kinley was like, I want a slushie. And they do have good slushies.
Okay.
If you've never done that.
I've never had the slushie.
It's not like a true slushie. It's like they make it in the blender. It's like a specialty type slushie.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay.
Kinley's like, I want a slushie. And I was like, please, Lord, I can't do this right now. Like, mm-hmm. Can we not? And it was also the day that it was supposed to hail. And it was like, literally, like, it was coming.
And,
like,
it did.
I was like, we've got to get out of. Oh, it was, yeah, they were recorded, right?
Not KK being in route right now.
Yeah. I was like, we've got to get out of the store, like, before it monsoons.
Yeah.
You know? But she was like, I've got to have a slushie. Like, she was going to die if she didn't have a slushie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing in the line. Not to call anybody out.
Okay. I was wondering if I haven't even heard you tell the story.
Okay.
But I feel like just you bringing it up that you were going to call somebody out.
They don't listen to this podcast.
Somebody does.
Somebody does.
Somebody in Alexander County.
That knows this person I'm talking about.
And
gosh.
Is going to be going to Little Stitches today.
Yeah. I might go to Little Stitches today. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Not to call anybody out. But I'm standing there. Like, I was standing there. And she was making coffees. So, it's just one girl that is doing the coffee at a time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And there was somebody else checking people out. Anyway, she's... Whatever. She hadn't taken my order yet. I'm standing there. Uh-huh. My hands are full of crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I'm buying for teacher appreciation. Okay. I'm standing there. And then... There was, like, a lady that walked up to, like, the other side of me. And she was kind of looking at the menu and whatever. And there was a couple of people who were behind me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then the other lady that I guess was, like, checking people out comes around. The girl's still making the coffees.
Yeah.
Comes around and is, like, and as she, like, comes up, the lady that just had walked up comes to around me and everybody else. And like to the counter, and she's like, have you ordered? And she's like, no, I haven't. And orders. I was like, bitch. Do you not? Like, I see you. Do you see me?
Yeah. I've got like an armful. I had like cups, all kinds of crap in my hands. Kinley's like running around like a crackhead. I'm like, and then I thought to myself, I thought, Zell, maybe she didn't know I hadn't ordered yet.
You know, she knew.
Okay. So then the lady looks at me and was like, have you ordered yet? And I was like, no. And that would have given her the perfect opportunity to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you had already ordered.
Yeah.
No. None of that. Oh, I was fit to be tied. I was like, and this is not a stranger. Like, I know this person. I don't know her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
But, like, you are at Little Stitches.
But, like,
on a Thursday afternoon.
In Alexander County, like, I know who, like, if you had a gun to my head and said, what's her name? I don't know. But I know.
Yeah.
And she knows me.
Yeah.
Oh, I was pissed. I'm still pissed right now, a week later. I'm still pissed off about it because that was just so freaking rude.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that happened to me at the wedding that I shot on Saturday. But like, because basically once you make it to dinner time, the protocol is that as the photographers for and whoever's doing like that side of things, once the bridal party goes, you go after the bridal party because you need to be done with your meal.
Yes.
When they're done, you know, if other people are eating while you're photographing them cutting the cake or something, that doesn't matter. Anyways, so we were in line and this whole like table of people saw that we were in line and then just like cut right in front of us. And I just turned around and looked at the person that was shooting with me and he was just like, and I'm like, okay, I don't know. It's like, we've been here all day.
No, people are so
I'm about to pass away right now.
Literally, I'm telling you right now. No.
Yeah, people are so rude.
People are so rude. And one thing about me is I'm like, could I be rude? Sure. Like, honestly, there's moments I should be ruder. And I'm going to work on that.
I'm really a pleasure to everyone.
I was about to say, most of the time, I'm a pleasure. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, I don't really like, I have worked on that so much about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Self-control. I am practicing self-control. I really am. Because that lady, I should have smacked her upside the head.
Yeah. Or just been like, yeah, if you could just add to her order.
Add a strawberry slushy also. And she's going to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we still do need a drive-through, guys.
Okay, yeah. So back to the coffee shops. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But listen. I'm be honest. I haven't had the Amish coffee.
I haven't. I think I'm going to try it today.
I might want to try that till I make a full assessment.
Because everything else that they're putting out.
Their sandwiches are good.
Yeah.
Chicken salad. Man.
I even tasted their peanut butter jelly yesterday.
Peanut butter jelly?
Because my kids got that.
Yucky.
And it was good.
I don't like peanut butter jelly.
Yeah. No, it was good. I was like, okay. Caleb got like their special of the day.
What was it?
And it was like a chicken with pesto.
That's so Caleb.
Something. But he said he would have rather had the chicken salad.
The chicken salad
slaps.
Man. And I love a chicken salad. You do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about it. It's just like, it's so pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So pleasant. But yeah, you can buy it by the tub. No, it's like $8.
Mm-hmm.
But it's delicious.
So are we having a listening party tomorrow? To wrap this up?
Like, together?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can, like,
schedule that
wait
in.
For that. Like, what time does it come out? Like, midnight? I have no idea. Let's look. He's got a countdown. Morgan Wallen. Jake has this, like, he's so jealous of Morgan Wallen.
Why?
He thinks I'm, like, secretly in love with Morgan Wallen.
No.
And I'm not in love with Morgan Wallen.
No.
He doesn't feel that way about Taylor Swift. And I love Taylor Swift way more than I love Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
Me and Taylor Swift are in a committed relationship.
He gets so weird about it. No, today, earlier, I was watching a girl's Whatnot show. 10 hours and 12 minutes. Yeah, surely.
Or like,
it's 1:40.
It's going to be while sleeping.
Of course.
So I'm going to wake up at midnight. Well, I'm not. What songs are you most excited about?
Gosh, I don't even know.
I'm excited about Interlude because
I don't even know what I'm excited about. I'm just excited.
I'm excited about the song that's going to be called Interlude because Kelsea Ballerini also had a song called Interlude and it was really good. And that's the only reason I'm excited about it. I'm just excited to see his interlude, you know?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, because I just learned this, that KT Smith, his baby mama, did get back with her husband.
We wish them well.
And I really kind of felt like this album was going to bring them back together.
I didn't feel like that. But I did, I'm like holding a candle for them. And
how can she hear? I can't even think of the name of the song right now. The song about that he can't fall in love. Because he's always waiting for her to come back.
Just in case.
Yeah.
How, as her husband, could you hear that and not like feel some type of way? If I was her husband, I'd be like, go.
Yeah.
Be with the love of your life. And they will end up together.
Eventually.
They will. The only thing that's like kind of hindering that at this moment is that when Morgan comes out with his new album and then it's going to unite the nations and then the Lord's going to come back.
I feel like when she went on that podcast.
That was her cry for help.
I'm literally ignoring that you just said that.
Yeah.
When she went on the podcast, I feel like she talked worse about her husband
than she did about Morgan.
Like, she talked about how.
She didn't talk badly about either of them.
Like, she. Her husband gives her way more the ick than Morgan.
Okay, but he's a 22-year-old. I'm like, 22-year-olds give me the ick also.
No, but no, and she told them that.
Yeah. What do you expect from a 22-year-old?
So I'm just like,
no offense to the 22-year-olds.
Like, none of this makes any sense to me.
They will end up back together. Like, that divorce is impending. Is that the right word?
You think that maybe they just said that they're not separated anymore?
No. They were saying that they posted a picture of them together and was like, look what the Lord did. Listen, no. Me and Jess already said this, and I'm going to say it one more time. Like, post a picture of you and Morgan and your baby and say, look what the Lord did.
Yes.
That's my prayer.
We are lifting those prayers up, Jesus.
Interceding.
Yeah.
For the Morgan Wallen family.
Yeah.
Right now.
Did you know that on Morgan Wallen Radio... on SiriusXM.
Yeah.
Because I only have it for like 3 months.
Okay.
It comes with my car.
Okay. I don't even listen to it.
Well, he has his own station.
Okay.
And there are Christian songs on Morgan Wallen Radio. I mean, there is also like...
Is it like Forrest Frank? Or what is it?
I mean... There's a mixture. But there's Christian songs on his radio station that he did pick,
okay.
I guess.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, it's like Morgan Wallen Radio.
Okay.
Yeah. And I mean, there's also, you know, some like rap.
Okay.
There's a good mixture. Like, if I can make a mix, it'd be that.
I really don't like rap very much. Like, I don't understand.
You're not like throwing it back to like 2010.
Listen, if I'm in the right scenario.
Because, by the way, every wedding, I don't care how old the person is getting married, they're only playing music from our generation.
Because, yes, as you should. No, 100%. I can listen to like Lil Wayne and like the oldies, the oldie goldies.
Yeah, no, I'm not listening to anything that's happening right now.
I'm not listening to
Doja Cat.
Which she was singing.
She came out with the music video. She was like the devil.
Paint the town
red or whatever.
No. Although it is catchy.
It is. Yeah.
I said what I said. It is catchy, but that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. So we had to cancel her. It's so hard to be a Christian in 2025.
It is.
Like, not hard to be a Christian, but it's hard to like...
No, it is.
It's easy to give your life to the Lord. Easy peasy.
No.
It's so difficult in 2025 to live out here. Mm-hmm. We can't go to Target. Okay. We can't, just to bring it full circle, we can't go to Target. We can't watch YouTube. We can't watch Disney. What can we do?
We can't watch Netflix.
Don't even turn on Netflix.
Don't even bring it up. Don't.
Also, that's another question I have for the people who were like, I don't let my kids watch Disney for religious reasons.
Yeah.
Did you watch Love is Blind? Tell me what you're watching.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're watching.
Yeah.
The one we liked. The one we just watched recently.
I'm for sure watching Love is Blind. I'm for sure watching Love Island.
No, what's the other one? We just watched it. Temptation Island.
Temptation Island.
Listen.
Inappropriate.
That is the most inappropriate show I've ever watched, and I loved every moment.
Let's talk about how many years The Bachelor and The Bachelorette have been on.
And people love it.
I was watching The Bachelorette with my mom at like...
Literally.
12 years old.
Literally. So, to say is, it is hard out here.
Yeah.
It is hard out here.
We're doing our best.
We're absolutely doing our best. And that's all you can do.
That's all you can do. Yeah. Yeah. Summer House. Vanderpump Villa.
I don't watch
all those Bravo shows.
I don't watch Bravo. I do. I have been influenced by the toast to watch Paul American, but I don't have Max.
No, I know. The other night I was like, we have to watch this.
And then I looked, I did the same thing and I looked it up and it's on Max.
Yeah. And I'm like, if I get one more freaking subscription,
it's $16.99.
I have so many subscriptions. I'm paying more for all my subscriptions than if I just had regular TV. But then there's nothing on regular TV.
I have regular TV and there's nothing on it.
Yeah.
No, the only reason we have regular sports. TV is not even sports. I guess technically sports. Mm-hmm. We're not watching sports. We're watching the last 5 minutes of the NASCAR race once a week.
Yeah.
$120 a month. What the hell? Like, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like, and it always feels like a good idea until you realize how little you watch it.
Yeah.
Now, we were watching Yellowstone when it, yeah.
Oh.
We were watching Yellowstone when it ended. And I guess there's new episodes of something. Anyway, maybe we should watch more TV. We're not watching any TV right now.
Yeah, I'm not watching any TV either. I'm just watching Whatnot. Haven't even been reading. I got to get back to reading.
We did watch like a comedy special the other night. I want to watch something. I just hate the act of like looking for something to watch. Mm-hmm. I hate it. You have to pre-know.
But I do. I do be really liking whenever it just shows you like a preview of something. I love to watch the previews. I could just sit and watch the previews for an hour.
I like previews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Essentially, you do have to pick something.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and you really have to know what you're going to, before you lay in the bed or you're just sitting there for an hour. Mm-hmm. And then it's, if it's past 10 o'clock, if it's past 9:15, mm-hmm. I'm not starting something. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
No, for sure.
I don't care. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're going to wrap this up. Tis time.
Ow. I might get a little stitches.
Okay. I might go over to the Amish place.
And then somebody else we know can go to K-Winch and we can compare.
Yeah. Put it in the chat.
Okay. Here's the thing about K-Winch. There's nowhere to park. I love them to death. Shout out.
Is it K-Winch or is it Quinch?
It's Quinch.
Oh, we're calling it K-Winch.
That's what me and Jake call it.
Okay, K-Winch.
K-Winch.
Okay, I like that better.
I like it better.
Yeah.
It just rolls. K-Winch. I love him. Like a brother. I'm not parking on the street and walking in. I'm not parallel parking to get a coffee. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not parking a parking lot and walk in. I'm not parallel parking to get a coffee.
I feel like at the Amish place, I could pull to the first parking spot or like right there and I could leave my kids in the car and walk in and feel safe.
Yeah. Also, I can't park. If it calls for parking.
It's just that parking area right there is like not an easy parking situation. You know?
Also,
it has to be an easy parking situation for me because I can't drive.
I can't park.
I can't park. And I cannot drive.
I can't park my car that I got now. I can't park it a bit. I can't park it at all. The other day it was raining and the so you couldn't see the camera.
Yeah.
Jake stood there and watched me. He said, I thought you were going to back it up one more time. I can't see.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And it's not my business.
Something I've learned because my car that I have now has this button that you press and it helps keep you in the middle of the road. So basically, like it drives it almost for you in a way.
I think mine does that, but I've never used it.
Okay, well, I've been using it. Oh, and what I've learned is that I indeed am never in the middle of the road.
Oh, God. Okay.
Because it's just like all the time correcting me.
Mm.
Yeah. Which I do like that. I'm like, okay, keep me in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Like, this has to be safe.
Maybe.
It's safer than me driving like this.
Why do you drive like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I'm an okay driver. I just really am not good at parking. And, like, I know that about myself. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, I'm so good. No, I'm not a good parker.
Yeah.
I never have been. Like, like, if I'm driving the van, I'm parking at the very, very, very back of the parking lot. I'm choosing to do that because I'm not good at parking. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to squeeze in nowhere.
I know. Recently, like, now I don't want to park close to other cars.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb's like, you would be so mad at me, like, if I parked this far away. And I'm like, well, we have to do this now. In my other car, I just was like, whatever.
And also, I look at it as, like, you're just getting a couple more steps.
Yeah.
Like, you should have seen us when we drove the car to Tennessee and we went to the island. And you know how it has that huge parking lot?
Uh-huh.
We parked as far away, like the farthest, the very last parking spot you could park. And there was like a whole cluster of like Escalades, Suburbans. It was like
designated parking.
It was designated parking for people who were like, don't hit my car.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because in the past we would never want to park back there. We'd be like, this is terrible. We're just leaving.
Yeah.
But we chose to park there. And then we were like, this walk isn't bad. This is a good walk.
Fun.
This
is good for us.
This is so healthy. And like, look at all these people. They're taking the tram. Like, what's wrong with them? Also, by the way, if you go to the island of Pigeon Forge and you take the tram from the parking lot, what is wrong with you? There's no excuse.
There's a real thing that you can do that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
People sit and wait for the tram.
Oh my gosh. Like, to the airport? Them.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm like, unless you have a physical ailment.
Yeah.
Completely healthy people.
Yeah. Wow.
Just walk. It's not that far.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Maybe they've been like day drinking or something. I don't know what people are out there doing at Pigeon Forge.
I don't know what they're doing either. But anyway, that's all.
Well, that's the tea. That was a little long-winded.
Was it?
It's fine.
Okay.
We are going to have to cut some out anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We're at 1 hour and 13 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people have already cut this episode off.
Okay, well. Then come back to it.
Thanks for listening. Go get your tea merch.
Go get your tea merch.
Today.
If you're not going to get your tea merch.
What are you doing?
Just don't even talk to us at Walmart. Mm-mm. Seriously.
Yeah.
I am going to make a Facebook post about you.
Yeah.
I know who you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And all those who have purchased, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It is on pre-order, by the way. I don't know if I've mentioned that. So it's going to be a couple weeks before you get it. But we wanted to do a pre-order so that people could get what they wanted.
Yeah.
As opposed to like us buying the products and then shipping it out.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it'll be a couple weeks. But yeah, go get your order in.
Yay.
We love ya.
Love ya.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well.